Today on Life Choices Coaching, we're going to be talking about self-care. Because this is your life. Your life is right now. Today. Let's make it amazing. You are in the driver's seat of your life. And it's about making the small tweaks here and there that create our best life. First, we need to have an awareness of our life. And we'll be looking at some of our resourceful or unresourceful behaviours that might have served you once, but may not be serving you now. And particularly today, we're looking at self-care, or self-love if you like. This is about caring for you in a way that treats everything about you with great respect. It's not selfish to care for ourselves. Although many of us have been brought up to believe that others should be consistently put ahead of ourselves, we cannot give out of an empty vessel. And we need to fill ourselves up with love and care and consideration, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And when we finally learn that self-care begins and ends with ourselves, we will stop looking for it externally. We'll stop demanding sustenance and happiness from others. We will finally get our power back. Self-care is not selfish. It is our job to care for ourselves in a healthy, sustainable way. And it's not our partner's job to create all of the happiness for us. For those of us who are mothers, we are setting the examples to our daughters. For some of us, our children have already grown. But we're also setting examples to our sons about how important a woman and her needs are. Our sons will eventually have partners that should and need to be treated with equal respect for all of their needs as well. We have to set the standard for what we will or will not accept when it comes to caring for ourselves. Treating ourselves in a loving and caring manner. Self-care is about asking yourself what you need every day and then making sure that you receive it. So first we're going to look at the situations where you have given from an half-empty place that has left you feeling depleted and flat afterwards. Where you have said yes when you really wanted to say no. And we've all done it. And of course, there are always the odd thing that we will do to serve or to honour someone else. But what I'm talking about is the times when we don't set boundaries on the things that we really don't want to do. We do it to keep others happy. People pleasing. And that's always at the expense of our own happiness. Then we need to look at the situations where we have been overflowing with love and abundance. These are the areas that make our heart sing, our happy place. And we need to do more of those things that energize us and make us happy, less of the things that drain and exhaust us. Today we're looking at defining the small daily actions, practices that we can do to meet our needs and support our own self. And we are looking at nourishing ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we will examine the things that are currently working for us and the things that are not working for us. So what are some of the things that you are currently doing that are nourishing you? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So here's some of our self-care tips. This is just a few of them. Eating healthy, including freshly made healthy juices. Getting enough sleep. Meditating. Exercising our body. Doing yoga. Practice deep breathing. Eat slower. Reduce time on devices and TVs. Read a good book. Watch an uplifting movie. Listen to music. Connect with family and friends. Surround yourself with people you respect and admire. Focus on the positive. Speak kindly to yourself. Have a relaxing bath or spa. Get a massage or a facial. Keep a gratitude journal. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Make or do the hobbies and activities that you enjoy. Take a holiday. Schedule your to-do list. And don't forget to add some time for the pleasures in life that you enjoy. From here, we decide to start doing the actions that care for ourselves. Turning these things into regular practices to nourish the body, the mind, our emotional well-being, and our spiritual self. Self-love is asking yourself what you need every day and then making sure you receive it. And most of all, it's make time to do the things that make your heart sing.